This is 2.20 following parts. In the first part, we talk about some modules are free. Finitely generated free modules may not be free. You have to work with example of R modules where R is not principal ideal domain. For example, we have worked with polynomial ring with two variables over coefficient complex number C. In that case, we find our module, which is the ideal generated by x and y, is not free. And we claim that it's not even flat. By considering the injective map of cxy modules, r equals c bracket xy. So consider the injective map of R modules from the ideal generated by X and Y to the ring R itself. Obviously, X is mapped to X and Y is mapped to Y. And now you consider tensor product of this ideal. Let's call it M because it's R module. Let's call it M. So M tensor over R. I claim this is not exact functor and hence prove that this M is not flat R module. So after a tensor product, what do you have? You have the first term X y, the ideal generated by xy, so which is m tensor with m over r. This is the first term. The second term is m itself, because m tensor r with r is isomorphic to m. So this map is obviously, so for whatever f tensor g, it is mapped to f times g inside R. Okay. We are talking about this M tensor with R over R is isomorphic to M. You're moving whatever in the right hand side is ring R to the left hand side, you're left with one. That is good, but you cannot do that for ideal, because you cannot left one in ideal, because one is not in any ideal. Which means whatever your f tensor y in m tensor m is mapped to, actually, again, f tensor g in m tensor m is mapped to f tensor g in m tensor r. But then this is isomorphic to m by multiplying g over f, because g is in the ring R, f in the ideal, g acting on f. Okay, so now we claim this is not injective by observing that particular element x tensor y minus y tensor x, this is in m tensor m, it is mapped to 0 because it's mapped to xy minus xy, which is 0. But we claim it is not 0 in the starting module m tensor m. Why it is not 0 here is a good explanation, I think, would be the explanation of Marcy Martin using generator and relation argument on tensor product.